So, what's going on, Corporal? You mean with Langmead? Tizard asked. That, and why didn't anybody tell me that my uncle was here? Said Windflower. Well, your uncle's a character, isn't he? Tizard laughed. But when he saw that his mirth wasn't shared with Windflower, he added, He told us all that you knew. I think he said you invited him. I might have said that he was welcome to drop in if he ever got out this way, but that's not really an invite. He took it as one, apparently. Anyway, he fits right in with the locals. They even accepted him as part of the crew on the wharf. He loves telling stories and sharing yarns. I even heard him telling stories about you when you were about half as high as the corn, I think he said. Oh, great, said Windflower. I have a crazy uncle going around telling stories about me and my so-called friends think it's great. He's been no trouble so far, said Tizard. Well, almost no trouble. We had him as a guest one night in the back when he fell asleep in the graveyard on the way home. Seems safer for the boys to bring him back to the lockup than to have him home in that state. In any case, he won't be here long, not when my Auntie Marie finds out where he is, said Windflower. Oh, she already knows, at least according to Uncle Frank. He told me that she might be coming for a visit too, said Tizard. What? Said Windflower. And did I hear you call him Uncle Frank? He tells everybody to call him Uncle Frank. Says he's proud to be related to the best Mountie on the force. Oh, my God, said Windflower. Save me from my relatives and my friends. Finally, Windflower joined his corporal friend in having a good laugh about his uncle's unexpected visit. He would deal with that situation later, he thought. Do you want to hear about the Parsons case? Asked Tizard. What did Langmead tell you? Asked Windflower eagerly. Langmead just got here this afternoon, so it was more him grilling me than providing any detailed information, said Tizard. Plus, there's always a little tension between us and the Royal Newfoundland Constabulary. Yeah, I've seen some of that whenever there are joint operations in St. John's, said Windflower. But the people I've worked with have been first rate. Must be because they think we're looking over their shoulders. They don't realize we're usually too busy to notice what they're doing. I agree, said Tizard. We're all on the same side, and Carl Langmead's a great guy, at least to talk to. He told me they're waiting for the autopsy, but it looks like murder. He said they saw the body in the morgue, and it had ligature marks around the neck that were consistent with strangulation. She was clothed when they found her, and there were no other signs of violence, but he didn't know yet if there was any evidence of sexual assault. She was found near the waterfront in a parking lot on a street called Bishop's Cove. Do you know where it is? Not exactly, said Windflower. But I think it's not too far from Water Street. As I recall, all the coves in St. John's have access to the harbor front from Water Street. Quigley told me that years ago these were places the fishing ships docked to offload their cargo into the merchants' warehouses. What do you think Langmead is hoping to find out by visiting Grand Bank? I'm not really sure. I think he's just trying to get a sense of who Amy Parsons was and if there was any reason for anybody to kill her. Even though she hadn't lived here for the last 3 years while she was in university, there might be some information that he didn't want to miss. I don't think they have too much to go on in St. John's by the look of it. Sheila said that the girl worked at the mug-up when she was going to high school. Did you know her? No, she was a lot younger than me, said Tizard. We didn't have a lot of contact. She was just Sean Parsons' younger sister to me. I'd say hi, and she'd blush and run away. A real charmer even back then, eh, Tizard? Teased Windflower. Have you been out to see the mother yet? I dropped by out there this morning for a minute. The mother's still in shock. I spoke to one of the aunts and told her if they needed anything from us, I'd be happy to help. They just want to get the body back so they can have the wake and the funeral. I told them I'd try and facilitate that with St. John's, but other than that, there's not much anybody can really do, is there? Asked Tizard. I guess not, said Windflower. Oh, I've got something for you back in my car, he said. What are we waiting for? Asked Tizard, who was almost out the door of the cafe before Windflower had his hat on.